All right, let's bring in our guy, one of the best in the business. He is Brewers broadcaster, Lane Grindle. Lane, thank you so much for being with us on this opening day.
It is good to be with you.
Hey, let's not focus on the score for a moment. Let's focus on opening day. How special is opening day? You've done a lot of them, and I heard your energy today. How special is opening day?
No, it's just, I mean, just what it means, what it symbolizes, I think, is what stands out to me. It's baseball coming back to Milwaukee again. It's the fact that even though it might not totally feel like it, summer's around the corner, and all the great things that come with that come along. I mean, there is nothing like summer in Wisconsin. I mean, it is undefeated, as we all know, and we long for that time. And so when baseball comes back, you know that all the other fun stuff is coming along with it. So I love the home opener. Obviously, the score today was not the way anybody wanted it to be, but it means more than just even the outcome of this game, because there's going to be 80 more games at the ballpark over the course of this year, and the Brewers are going to win plenty of them. I can promise you that. So just to have baseball back and start to get into the routine of the season a little bit here over the next couple of days, that's going to be really, really fun.
Lane, we saw all the tributes to you before the game, over the last couple of months, really. What was it like for you and Jeff to, you know, lead up to the game, to sit in your chairs for the first time this season? Can you walk us through that a little bit?
It was really hard. I don't have probably great words to encapsulate the emotions we've kind of gone through in the last week. You know, when Uke passed in January, we were both lucky enough to go see him before he passed away, and I think we're both really grateful for that opportunity to say goodbye to our friend. And then we mourned on a personal level, right? Like we mourned the loss of somebody that was just a giant of a human in our lives, and personally as a friend, and then of course professionally too, as your teammate and as your colleague. But now you're kind of going through a different range of emotions. You're learning what life at the ballpark without him is like. And granted, he hadn't traveled much in the last couple of years, but even that is different, because I would take an off day on the road and call him and spend 30 minutes on the phone just catching up on the games or catching up on life with him. And you don't have that. I would always love to seek his thoughts on how the broadcast was sounding or anything like that. And to not be able to do that is a big void in my life. And I know, I think I speak for Jeff when I say that. I think he probably feels the same way, and the same thing for Josh. So now being at home and walking into his booth, and it will always be his booth, and being on his broadcast, and it is always going to be his broadcast. We are merely occupants of it. It's heavy. It really is. And today was hard. Today was maybe the hardest day we're going to have of all these days. But it's going to continue to be challenging without him, because he just meant that much to us. And, of course, we know what he meant to the organization. We know what he meant to the city, to the state. This is an icon. This is a transformational figure that we have lost. And it's going to take a long time to really process it and get used to it.
Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle with us on Mondays on WTMJ, and we don't take that for granted. Lane, thanks for always making some time for us.
You bet. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.